This is episode 41 of Everyday Wellness, programs for optimizing your wellness. I'm Dr. Kelly Donahue, clinical health psychologist and mind-body coach, here with my co-host, Cynthia Thurlow, nurse practitioner and functional nutritionist. Together, we have over 25 years of experience in wellness, nutrition, coaching, and psychology. Our goal at Everyday Wellness is to share easy strategies to help as many people as possible become healthier. We're so grateful that you are here. Now, let's get started. Welcome to Everyday Wellness. Wellness is the result of the decisions that you make every day. It's your mindset and the thoughts you believe. Wellness is the food you put in your body and the relationship you have with yourself and others. Wellness is your work and meaning. Join us on Everyday Wellness as we explore ways that you can choose wellness today. Hi, everyone. Today, we're bringing you a bit of a different show. We thought that we would use this as an opportunity to showcase and highlight some of the work that we do with our clients and really talk about the programs that we've developed using our years and years of education and clinical experience to come up with solutions for the most pressing problems we see in our clients. And Cynthia, I know that for you, you've transitioned from working solely with one-on-one clients to a couple different models, and now you have this awesome, affordable membership opportunity. Can you tell us all about that?
Yeah, no, thanks. So, you know, it's interesting that I really take the time to listen to my clients, you know, both those in group programs as well as the one-on-ones, and the consistently expressed desire was, I want to stay connected to you. I might not be ready for like a one-on-one program, but we've done Holistic Blueprint or we've done Restart, and I want to stay connected to you because you're a valuable resource in terms of like health and nutrition. And so from that, I decided to create a program called Holistic Abundance. And so this is a monthly program. It runs throughout the year. And we started it earlier this year. And it's been really well received for multiple reasons. First of all, it's in a kind of a collaborative, supportive environment. But we also change topics every month. And so there's content that's loaded, you know, Monday through Friday. Right now, we're focused on blood sugar for this month. Last month was focused on, you know, gut love. And then we've got liver love next month, and how all of these things kind of impact our digestion and how we perceive food and, you know, how it impacts our, you know, satiety, how it impacts our mood, how it impacts our sleep. I mean, really everything. And what I really enjoy about it is that, you know, it's people get to work with me a little bit differently. You know, I do one group call a month, and so they get the opportunity to ask me anything. Unfortunately, my hospitalization last month kind of bumped our call. Really, we didn't have a February call, but we're having a March call, and gives everyone an opportunity to come with questions, or they can ask me questions ahead of time. So it's really become, it really becomes their program. You know, they help drive the bus, if you will. They help direct content and, you know, help determine how things kind of evolve in the future. And I think part of being a, you know, an entrepreneur and small business owner is that you have to listen to your customers. You know, what do they want? Mm-hmm. You know, what value yeah. can you bring to the table? And so it's at a very different price point than a lot of other things that I offer. So, and there, you know, there's been really great interest, and I've really been excited. So that's the direction, you know, things are kind of going in. I'd like to do a little more speaking and, you know, have other opportunities to share my message.
Cool. Well, so who is this membership program really for? Who can benefit from it?
Yeah, I would say women, you know, I always say mid-30s and beyond, anyone that's kind of struggling with hormonal health issues, digestion, you know, thyroid. You know, thyroid is really a strong interest of mine. But anyone who's struggling with like sleep issues, if they have crazy food cravings, you know, initially we thought it, everyone would have to go through Holistic Blueprint, and I just decided I didn't want to do that. Although everyone that's in the program has just coincidentally done that. but yeah, it's really designed for someone that's, you know, 35 and above. I always say I don't put age restrictions because I've got a couple women who are in their 60s and 70s. So it's a wide range of people that are really just looking to support their health in a proactive way and learn more about their bodies and learn more about how food can be incredibly beneficial for supporting our health.
That's awesome. And you know, one of the things I think we both talk to our clients about is the environment that they live in, both the physical environment and sort of the community that they create around themselves. So it sounds like this is just an extension of kind of a real in-person community where people can be around like-minded people and get that message on a consistent basis that's going to advance and improve their health.
Absolutely. And I, you know, the big thing that I've been really blessed by, with maybe one or two exceptions, I've always had really incredible clients. So, you know, when you get all these women together, you know, they love to share with one another. You know, sometimes they'll answer questions that we've posed, you know, they'll answer one another's questions. And so to me, there's nothing better than having, you know, a spirit junkie kind of community where women can, you know, learn from one another, learn from me. Every once in a while they teach me something, and I always tell them, I'm like, you know, my goal in life is to learn something new every day. And my clients teach me new things all the time. So I appreciate them as much as they kind of appreciate the interactions that we have. And, you know, the thing that I've come to find is that there's a lot of noise in, you know, the nutrition space. There's a lot of people who I know mean well, but don't really know what they're talking about. And I say that from a great, you know, an area of great respect. There are just a lot of misinformed individuals. And so I think it's really important for women to have a safe place to get really good quality, high quality content, and to do it in a way where they don't feel pressured. You know, there's no expectations. I'm not a quick fix kind of person. I'm not someone who sells pills or potions or powders, nor do I believe in that whole mindset. And so, you know, I really just want them to learn, you know, how to live kind of a less processed, you know, high functioning existence. You know, I'll give you an example. You know, recently I had a lot of questions about protein powders. I don't use them. For a number of reasons, but it's just not something that we use. We do have collagen peptides at home for occasional use. My son uses them.
Americans spend an average of 90% of their time indoors and take about 20,000 breaths a day. The indoor air that we breathe is 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, and in some circumstances, up to 100 times more polluted, according to the EPA. And did you know that air pollution is responsible for nearly 7 million premature deaths globally? So what's the solution? I want to introduce you to a product by Air Doctor that has captured the attention of established media outlets like CNN, ABC, and more. Air Doctor filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so that your lungs don't have to. This includes pollutants such as allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, and even bacteria and viruses that have the potential to go on and make us sick. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day, breathe easy, money-back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use code Cynthia. You'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 in value. Look at this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code Cynthia. I absolutely love my air filters. They're an integral component to ensuring that the air that my family breathes in our home is as safe as possible. Have you guys heard about a bioactive whole food on the market with 5,000 published research studies backing it? When my oldest son needed to go on antibiotics a few months ago, I discovered Amra colostrum. And the benefits for him and his recovery from being on antibiotics have been instrumental in me now recommending this to my dairy non-sensitive patients and clients. Amra's colostrum strengthens immunity, ignites metabolism, fortifies gut health, promotes hair growth and skin radiance, and powers fitness, performance, and recovery. My son has mentioned to me over and over again how great his gut feels, how he has improved his digestion and gut function as well. Colostrum is a rich, exclusive source of immunoglobulins or antibodies that optimize our immune defense even during cold and flu season. And we know the mucosal barriers house over 80% of our body's immune cells, including the antibodies IgG and SIgA. And these immunoglobulins bind and intercept harmful particles like viruses, bacteria, and toxins, blocking them from crossing into the barriers into our bloodstream. And Amra's colostrum contains the highest levels of SIgA and IgG to ensure your most fortified first line of protection. It's sustainably sourced, and it's important to know that you want to mix colostrum only with cold liquids or foods, or dry scoop it into your mouth. This is also great for the oral microbiome. And we've worked out a special offer for my everyday wellness community where you can receive 15% off your first order. Go to tryamra.com/Cynthia15 or enter Cynthia15 to get 15% off your first order. That's tryamra.com/Cynthia15. You definitely want to check it out.
Quite a bit just to get enough protein into his diet in addition to everything else he eats. And so I did a blog post, and the irony is that I had clients that were emailing me that day about what my thoughts on protein powders. And So I think a lot of the content that I develop is really with them in mind. You know, what are their questions? What are their pressing concerns? You know, how best can I serve them? Because ultimately I wouldn't be where I was if it wasn't for them. So For that, I'm grateful.
Yeah. So can you tell us a little bit more about kind of the format and the setup and what someone would do if they were interested in learning more?
Yeah, great question. Well, you can go to my website, so www.chtwellness.com. It's a private Facebook group. And right now, Facebook for private groups is a really convenient way to upload content and share it. You know, it's interesting. I'm on a couple different social media platforms, but I think that's the one that best serves this group of women. In terms of ease of use and being able to find content, being able to comment. But that's where the content is loaded Monday through Friday. And so each day at about 6 a.m., the content's uploaded and they have the opportunity to read it. You know, month to month, they go back, they get a monthly guide. So every month there's a different focus. Like I mentioned this month, it's about blood sugar. And so they get a beautiful, like custom made downloadable guide that kind of supports them throughout the month. And then, you know, Monday through Friday, there's content loaded in the group, and then there's one group call a month. And right now that program is priced at $39 a month. And that's really been, you know, really reasonable and attainable for a lot of women and allows me to serve a greater, you know, greater amount of people.
That is awesome.
Thank you.
I love that it's just so accessible to everyone. And it really, I know you said that people have gone through your more individualized program first before going into this, but it seems like it could happen the other way too, where people get in and start to understand a little bit about what's going on with their bodies and maybe want more and have opportunities for that to happen as well.
Yeah. It's pretty flexible. I always say it's very fluid. You know, some people start with one-on-one and end up in Holistic Blueprint and then end up in Holistic Abundance. And anyone that works in the one-on-one gets a slot in Holistic Abundance as a courtesy, because I feel like, you know, I want to continue to offer high quality content. There are some women that transition from Holistic Blueprint, and then we have several that have just been following me on social media and we're ready to, you know, be more connected to my brand and what I offer. So yeah, it's really exciting.
Awesome. Great. Well, thanks so much for sharing about that.
Yeah, no, thanks so much for asking. And now I get to ask you about your program, the Health Gains Weight Loss Program, which I'm so excited to learn more about. So I want to hear all about it. Tell me who it's designed for and how long it lasts and, you know, where do you actually hold the classes? All those kind of pertinent things that I know everyone's interested in hearing about as well.
Yeah, I am so excited to have this program. So this program was developed in collaboration with my colleague, Dr. Robin Pashby, and she was featured on our podcast. I think it was like episode 10, and she talked about weight loss. So as health psychologists and as a mind-body coach, I get a lot of questions about weight loss, and it can come from a number of different areas. So it's weight loss purely for the sake of wanting to lose weight. It's weight loss needing to lose weight because of health conditions, or it's weight loss that they want to happen because of depression and anxiety, and the weight gain that often comes along with those due to behavioral aspects or medications side effects. So we've gotten a lot of questions about how can I lose weight, and telling someone how to lose weight,
it's a million dollar question.
It is, right? And it's not just any one thing, which is why we developed this program, because it's really a comprehensive, holistic look at many of the facets of losing weight. So we've taken our years of experience and our individual work with clients and looked at what are the best evidence-based strategies that we have, and what is the information that we say to our clients again and again and again, and then what really gets people the results that they want. So we came up with 6 weeks of content and calls, and we use the platform Teachable, which is a very user-friendly, accessible platform that allows us to upload content of many different kinds. So we have a welcome video for each of the 6 weeks that talks a little bit about what we'll be going over in that week. And then each week, the participants will receive an email that introduces them to the narrated PowerPoint content. So those PowerPoints range anywhere from like 40 to 60 minutes, and they're broken up into different pieces so that the person can kind of absorb them in small bites. You and I are both believers in small bites of information. And so in addition to this kind of narrated PowerPoint presentation, which includes a lot of information, both from the research and very practical things, because I think that we can have a lot of knowledge and insight, but if we aren't able to turn that into action and understand what we need to do with that information, then it becomes just kind of knowledge sitting in our brain. So we really like to take that knowledge and help people figure out what to do with it to make real lasting change in their lives.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we're really super excited about it. So in addition to this video presentation, videos and then narrated presentation, we also have fun work, which is kind of like homework, but there's some exercises that can additionally reinforce some of the concepts that we're going over and help you to tailor them to your life. We also have a resource sheet, which has a comprehensive list of podcasts and websites and blog posts and research articles that you can dive deeper into a subject if something is super interesting to you. And then we also have this interactive component, which is a coaching call every week. So we have thought questions that we pose along with the narrated videos, and we use those thought questions as a jumping off point in our calls each week. And the calls are recorded. You can join via video or audio. And we go over the material, and then we take time for individuals to ask any questions that they have. So questions about the content or questions about how they can apply the content in their life. And we cover a variety of topics because weight loss is not any one thing. We start by talking about the stigma that surrounds weight, and talking about how that influences not only our self-concept, but kind of what our culture tells us about weight and weight loss and how we quote unquote should look, and how that really can impair our ability to lose weight, and how the influence of social media can be used to our detriment or to our benefit to help with that kind of cultural messaging. So that's where we start. And it's always surprising to me the effect that this information has on people, because I think we all kind of know it's out there. Mm-hmm. But when we break it down and look at it, we're really able to see just what an impact it has. And for many people, it's had an impact for most of their lives.
Well, I was going to say, I think that, you know, there are certainly individuals that, you know, we model behavior we see at home. And if a mom or a dad has a control issue about food that can, you know, kind of cloud our lens, how we see the world. And I think it's really an important place to start because social media, maybe not so much for our generations, but certainly for, you know, our children's and people that are, you know, in their teens and early 20s. I mean, they've grown up around this culture and there's so much information that's wrong or things are so augmented or Photoshopped that, you know, what they may perceive as reality is really not realistic.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So it's nice to kind of put that out there in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then the next module during the next week talks about the nutritional foundations of health. So I draw on the mutual education that Cynthia and I both have in holistic nutrition. And we talk about not nutrition from a calorie macronutrient perspective, but from the perspective of how does food interact with our body and how does our body interact with food. So we look at digestion and the components of digestion and how we can optimize our digestion. We look at vitamins and minerals in food. We talk about processed food and how it's developed to really keep us addicted to it. So we really shed a light on some of the very basic pieces of nutrition to include the negative aspects of sugar and caffeine and the importance of hydration. Mm-hmm. Again, all things that we kind of know at some level, but we go into detail on how those can be applied in our life starting as soon as we get off the phone call. Mm-hmm. And then the third, fourth, and fifth weeks go into detail on really the kind of the foundational pieces of psychology treatment for weight or for losing weight or maintaining a healthy weight. And that's largely from a cognitive behavioral perspective. So we use techniques that help individuals become aware of their thoughts and understand how their thoughts are affecting how they feel. So often people react based on how they feel. So if the reaction is eating or overeating, or eating foods that are not healthy for us, it's so helpful to go back and look at what am I feeling that's causing me to do this behavior, this overeating, or what am I trying to feel? Maybe I'm trying to feel calm. Maybe I'm trying to feel less anxious or less alone, but we go directly to that behavior without really having conscious awareness of how we're feeling and even backing it up further, looking at what we're thinking.
That's such an important distinction because the, you know, in my...
Today's podcast is sponsored by Nutrisense. It combines cutting-edge technology and human expertise so you can see how your body responds to different types of nutrition, stress, exercise, sleep, and where you are in your menstrual cycle in real time. And by pairing a continuous glucose monitor with their app and expert nutritional guidance, Nutrisense can help you reach your health goals. And the best part is it's not just a program where they send you the CGM and you have to figure it out on your own. Each subscription plan includes 1 month of free expert nutritionist support. Your nutritionist will work with you one-on-one, interpreting your data and providing customized advice to help you reach your health goals. The last time I had my CGM on, my registered dietitian and I troubleshooted over some specific concerns that I had. And whether you're aiming to lose weight, stabilize your energy, or just feel better overall, Nutrisense offers the guidance and support you need. And lasting sustainable change takes time and can be achieved through a longer-term subscription. That's why I encourage my patients and clients to consider 3, 6, or 12-month subscriptions where it's actually less expensive and allows you to not only achieve your goals, but also to ensure that you stick to your healthy lifestyle for the long term. As I've mentioned before, I have found the CGMs I've used through Nutrisense to be incredibly insightful, specifically to carbohydrate tolerance. I would not have known that plantains spiked my blood sugar without this information. It's also been hugely helpful for tailoring to workouts and sleep quality. And so for me, even though I am metabolically healthy, I find the insights to be particularly helpful to tailor my lifestyle changes to my blood sugar. Visit Nutrisense.io/EWP and use the code EWP for $30 off plus 1 month of free nutritionist support. Be sure to let them know you're a listener of the Everyday Wellness podcast when they ask you how you heard about them. This is one of my favorite ways to take care of my health and one of my top recommendations for all of my patients and clients. I've been using MitoPure for the last 2 years, and I've added this to my routine for multiple reasons. Number one, it's a foundational supplement for me and my family. It keeps things simple, and I know that I cannot get enough of urolithin A in my food to derive the same benefits. And if you're not familiarized with urolithin A, it's a signaling molecule, but it's also actively involved in anti-aging, energy production. And I take Timeline because of its remarkable healthy aging solution that activates key critical cellular pathways in my body. It's a total game changer for healthy aging. I alternate between using the soft gels and powder, depending on whether or not I'm traveling. And we know that restoring cellular energy is a key to enduring health. And this is concluded in a recent publication in Nature Metabolism, which is a top scientific journal, identifying that newly energized cells may provide many more years of healthy life to people. Yet as we age, we know that cellular energy production naturally declines and reduces our prospects of optimal health and longevity. That's the great thing about Timeline, is you can restore cellular energy and support healthy aging. I've noticed the biggest improvements in my energy and sleep levels. We know that Timeline is clinically shown to give our cellular energy generators, the mitochondria, new power. And when taken daily, it replaces aging mitochondria, so it upregulates mitophagy and rebuilds new ones, or mitogenesis. Timeline is the only nutrient that can do what it does. So Timeline renews your cells to a more powerful state. My listeners can get 10% off your first order at timeline.com/Cynthia. That's 10% off at timeline.com/Cynthia. I know you're going to love this product.
NP brain, I just think, you know, there are people that eat food for fuel, and then there are people who use food as a means of comfort. And so I think that's really what you're touching on. You know, the people that, you know, lend them their behavior to using food as a form of comfort, you know, really asking them to take a thoughtful minute or two and to really think about what it is that they want or what it is that they need. So it's not just this reflexive action.
Exactly. Yeah. It's really shining some light on this and becoming more aware of what we're doing. And, you know, oftentimes that can be a little bit alarming because we've been in these patterns and mm-hmm. we don't necessarily think that there is another option. But when we really break it down and look at how we've been conditioned to use food or to avoid feelings in many ways and use food to avoid feelings, we kind of normalize that and remove the shame from doing that. And once we can shine a light on that, the shame sort of just dissolves. Mm-hmm. And we're doing it in a group of people who all are able to talk about their common shared experiences. And mm-hmm. that support really helps people to understand that they're not alone in getting into this, and they're not alone to finding their way out of it too. We go into some more detail on the emotional pieces. So often we're not taught how to deal with our emotions. Emotions are something that are natural and we have all the time, yet we spend more attention on calculus and algebra than we do on how to deal with anger or anxiety. So we talk about some really super easy practical ways to deal with emotions so that we can not have to turn to food as a way to avoid feeling that emotion.
What an incredible program. I mean, I'm listening to this thinking, my gosh, I had no idea that you had developed such a comprehensive, thoughtfully laid out plan for these clients. What an incredible opportunity to work with you. Are you co-hosting this class? Are you teaching it with someone else?
Yes. So Dr. Robin Pashby and I co-teach
Robin.
It. Yes. So we teach it together, and we take turns going through the material and attending the calls, but we're both available, you know, for questions throughout. Mm-hmm. And then really we end talking about behaviors and looking at habits and why we form habits and how to break habits and reestablish better habits. Mm-hmm. And we also talk at the end about some goal setting and realistic planning for the future, because we all know that if we have the mindset of that all or nothing on a diet or off a diet, it's very difficult to quote unquote stay on the diet. So we talk about ways to kind of shift the mindset around that too.
Oh, that's so important. What an incredible opportunity to work with you. So when is the next time you're offering this class?
Yes, it's coming up very soon. So we'll be offering it about 3 or 4 times throughout the year. The next opportunity is April 1st. So that's the start of the first class. To learn more about it and to sign up, any interested folks can go to kellydonahuephd.com/healthgains or just go to kellydonahuephd.com and you'll see the work with me tab at the top and you can get there from there. And so the investment is $299, which is not much more than the cost of one individual session to work with an experienced provider or health psychologist on weight loss. So we look forward to entertaining any questions that you may have about this and to joining a group of men and women who have experienced these types of weight issues and to understanding that there is a way out of that too.
Well, Kelly, I'm so glad that you shared information about your program. Like I mentioned, it just sounds incredible. What an incredible opportunity to work with you and Robin. And for anyone that's listening, we interviewed Robin, gosh, probably at the very beginning of the podcast. Yeah. One of the most listened to podcasts that we have talking about weight loss. So definitely a good listen if you haven't listened to it before. But what an incredible opportunity to work with you both.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you so much for joining us. You can find out more about Cynthia and her work at chtwellness.com. And you can find out more about Kelly and her work at everydaytherapist.com. In addition, if you have questions for us or topics you'd like us to address, please email us at everydaywellnesspodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, be well.